November is here. Thank you, Jesus. It's your advancement. What do you want to be? What more do you want to achieve by 2022 October? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to become? By October 2022, what is the next big thing you're going to do? 5 years from now, what's going to be your level in the kingdom? 5 years from now, what's going to be your level? Who are you going to be known for 5 years from now? When the coming of our Lord tarries, are you waiting for next year to meet you like this? What's your new record? What would define your advancement? What would define your advancement? What story is going to be told about you? What change, what vital change will be seen in you? Are you going to be found with more excuses? As a part of this vision, the next 5 years, what are you going to be known for in this assignment? What are you going to be known for? Write them down. Make sure you're asking serious questions. Concerning your finances, what's your next level? There's nothing like, I don't know. Whatever God wants to do, he should do. There's nothing like, say, it's a lazy statement. There's nothing like, I'm believing God for. I told someone this week, I said, saying that I'm believing God for is a pitiful, faithless statement you should never make again. I'm believing God for is pitiful and faithless statement. So, it is not what you are hoping that God will do. It's what you know God will do through you. So, next year by this time, what will be the definition of your life? How will your life be defined? Where will you be in your spiritual journey, in terms of strength, spiritual strength? What will be your weight by January? In 6 months' time, what tangible step are you going to take as evidence that you are heading towards where you want to be next year? Next year, by this time, what other step will you take that will determine where you will be or will influence where you want to be in 5 years' time? The progress of your life is not in God. The progress of your life is in your heart. It says he has put eternity in our heart. Thank you, Jesus. So what level do you want to be? Then again, what level are you now? In the kingdom, what level are you? You must know. What level are you? Feel free to rate yourself. If you are to make account of your life, you have to make your account of your life now to God. What are you going to narrate? What are you going to tell the Lord? The life that God has gifted to you, if you are to make account of it, what are you going to tell God? Would you really, you know, God is not going to say, well done, good and faithful apostle. He's not going to say, well done, good and faithful pastor. He's not going to say, well done, good and faithful evangelist. He's not going to say, well done, good and faithful prophet. He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what he's going to say, well done. So, to which extent are you serving? To which extent are you serving? I was telling someone, God is not going to say, well done, good and faithful husband. He's not going to say, well done, good and faithful wife. He'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. So, your service to God, if you are to account for it, which account are you going to make? Which account? From the time you became born again, till now, Which account are you going to make? Have you done well enough? There are limitless resources in God to do anything for Him. Limitless. And these resources are available for you. God has made them available. And so the question is, how well have you taken advantage of God's limitless or God's unlimited resources? How well have you taken advantage of it? How well? What more? I was speaking with someone and the fellow was like, feels as disappointed his family, and all he wants to do is to prove that he's somebody. That's what he wants to do, to prove to his parents that he's somebody. I told him, you got it all wrong. Give me chance. Let me go. Let me do something to please you. Daddy, Father, give me chance. One more chance. Let me do something to please you. Give me chance. One more chance. One more chance. Every day is an opportunity God has given to you to improve your life, to prepare, to get better, and to do something that will take you closer to becoming a good and faithful servant. I'm not yet a good and faithful servant. It is when I could fully tell that I fought a good fight, and now I will know that I'm a good and faithful servant before the Lord. My faithfulness is not yet completed. It's still on that journey. There are milestones. Though at each level you can tell how faithful you are, but it is at the finish line. When you look at your habits, you look at your character, you look at decisions in life, when you look at your choices, does it make room for the adversary to limit what God wants to do with your life? When you look at your habits, when you look at the choices you make, the academic choices, the habit of poverty, the life full of excuses, indiscipline, does it, whether indiscipline or discipline, to the extent at which you are disciplined, let me put it that way, does it give room for success or draws you closer to poverty? What is the character of your mind? What is the attitude of your mind? What has been the predominant habit in your life? What has been the predominant thoughts on your mind? What are your answers to the questions I've asked? What are your genuine answers to the questions I've asked you? Life is a serious matter. God didn't bring you into this world without a plan. The enemy may attack you, but God's provisions for you are enough. Do you hear me? There are some from childbirth, by the negligence of their parents, the adversary had access immediately to their lives. Some not necessarily negligence, ignorance, and attacked those children. But I love one statement a man of God made. He said, you can blame anyone who wants to blame for who you are now or what the level you are at now. But from where you are to what you have to be, you don't blame anybody. Well, it's a lack of knowledge, my people perish. Listen, he didn't say lack of knowledge from their background. So you can point fingers at anyone for what you think you lack now. But when you are exposed to light, you have no excuse. You have no excuse. Who is ready for the new dawn? For the new dawn. Are you ready for the new dawn? Hey, are you ready for the new dawn? Now, when the adversary wants to attack a man, he attacks the things that surrounds that man. Why? What is the purpose? One way or the other, he knows that men are connected to things. Men get attached to things. Listen, but you know, God didn't design, and interestingly, things have a way of influencing men. But God designed you to have dominion. A man that has dominion is not subjected to things. That man detects to things. So what adversity does is that he knows that men are connected to things. Men are attached to things. Men are subjected to things. Their lives are influenced, controlled, governed by what the things they think they have and the things they think they don't have. So when he wants to break a man, he reaches out to the things. Because sometimes a man thinks that, I have suffered much for this. You see? I have suffered much. That's when you see someone's house burning. Oh, yeah, maybe a yabo. Meanwhile, when he was born, there's nothing he came to. My life is finished. Why? Because the goods he shipped, the cargo, everything has sunk deep into the ocean. My life is finished. Hey! The strength of your life is not in things. The strength of your life, I was saying the last time, is the condition of your spirit. So, the adversary, look at Job. All that adversary had to do was not, he didn't go to Job, bang, 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 bang. Hey, give me your heart. Blah, blah. No. Adversary doesn't work like that. I say he's patient. If he wants to destroy you, he can be patient with you 50 years, 100 years. He will be doing the same thing at one day, but he will be doing it. So, the adversary attacks the things that surround you. Try to attack, create chaos around you. It is not, listen, there are two ways. It is not necessarily the things he's looking for. He's not interested in the things. What does he need it for? He's not interested in the things. Your car. He's not interested in your car. But he knows you've put your trust in a car. What's the way of business? I got to talk to a VIP bus, way of business. I'm going to drive with this car. Dada, driving this car. And then the machine, oh, yeah. You see, this guy is giving me problem. This guy is giving me trouble. You see what they are confessing? No, the devil is that he plays with your people's life, not your life. Hey, he plays with people's life like old time Barcelona. They will break your defenses patiently. So you'll be patient. What else I do? Hey, nothing moves me. So no worry. You don't worry. You don't worry. I've been here for a long time. So the way you think the devil is, he's not giddy like that. When he knows that you have a strong mind, it's okay. Let me sow the thoughts more small. You bring thoughts. So what do you think about this, your leader? This decision you wanted to make by your leader is, what do you think? Say, don't you think he's not God? He said, yes, he's not God. You don't know. He has started. He started with your leader. Because your leader is man. Then gradually he will move to God. So this thing that God has not done, what do you think? He doesn't jump. He will not jump on you and start from God. No, you start from the people. Your mother. Your leader. Sometimes you don't even start from Apostle. You don't start from Apostle Benny. You start from your life connected leader. You break that foundation. They will move you to your central life connect leader. Destroys that foundation. The gradually, then he carries to God. All the voices that matters, he makes sure you collapse those voices, the influence of those voices in your heart. Patiently. Before you come to God, Bill Gates doesn't believe in God, oh, subtly. All this giving you are doing, Bill Gates has not given to any church. Elon Musk, but he's loaded. His company now values trillion dollars now. So you are doing God. I joke with your life. Keep talking about souls. Between soul winning, how many souls has Elon Musk won? That is wiser than you. You see, that's he will make things appealing. And you see, he will appeal to your conscience. The adversary appeals to the conscience of men. So he does it patiently. Patiently. Now we're talking to you about this thing. Patiently. You think you're on the right track? No. You think it's only God that leads you every day? He leads me every day. He leads me every hour. Holy, holy, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is leading you once more. So he attacks things that surround you. You use your academics. He will use everything you rely on. You see, that is why, if you are born of God, don't look outside for strength. Your strength must be from within. From within. Proverbs 18:14. The spirit of a man sustains him in sickness. The spirit of a man sustains him in sickness. But as for a broken spirit, who can bear it? Hey! Listen. Do you know that those guys that go to fetish and all those guys, you know when they go, the guys don't give them money. The fetish priests, they don't give them money. All those that get themselves into dark forces, they don't give them money. No! They don't give them money. He knows how, see, the adversary knows how things work. He must take hold of your soul. God can do nothing with you. See, God, he won't be able to do anything with you when you permit your spirit to be broken. Listen, don't ever blame the brokenness of your spirit on anyone. The brokenness of your spirit is an evidence of how you are not built up. So, for God to do anything with a man, he strengthens his spirit. He called Abraham. God, listen, when God called out Abraham, God did not give cattle to Abraham. He did not hand over gold to Abraham. He just called him and gave him his word. You are the Lord, thy healer thee. You are the Lord, my healer. See, you sent your word and you heal my disease. Oh, you are the Lord, my. So God sends his word. For God to do anything, he will send his word. The purpose of God's word is to produce strength in you. The purpose of God's word. So how far you go with God, how far you go in the kingdom is by the condition of your spirit, the strength of your spirit. The strength of your spirit. The human spirit can endure a sick body, New Living Translation. But who can bear a crushed spirit? Who can bear a crushed spirit? Hey! When a man's spirit leaves his body, the body cannot stand. It means the spirit that holds the body. The spirit. It's the spirit of a man that holds a man's body. What is this? The strength of your spirit? The strength of your spirit is in the consciousness of your mind. The mind, your consciousness. How well are you built up from within? What's the state of your inner man? You attract things by the state of your inner man. So when your inner man is strong, I explained to you the last time that man has a magnetic field. Remember? Man has a magnetic field. For example, you know, when you are seated, someone comes to stand behind you. You know, you feel it. You think it's normal. You feel it. Wasn't with you? You see, you feel it. It becomes heavy. That is a magnetic field. Every man has a magnetic field. Every man, every single man, whether born again or not born again, you have a magnetic field. You see, so by the Spirit, we are able to enlarge our magnetic field. You enlarge it. You attract things. You attract people. You attract resources. You attract greatness. By how you've engaged your spirit to increase the intensity of that magnetic field around you. Don't get worried about what you lack. No. Get strong in your spirit. So I told you, we don't taste things. We get strong from within. We build strength from within. Man building himself in spiritual understanding. spiritual wisdom, in might, in boldness, in faith, and increasing in grace. Such a man cannot be stopped. Such a man cannot be stopped. For God to enlarge his church, to raise an army. Listen, God didn't do many things. He just did one. He sent the Holy Ghost. He said, you shall receive power. Kabadus. Zen. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost had come upon you. Dunamis. Power. It's not just ability to preach the word of God. It speaks of resources rising from increased numbers. It speaks of military force. You shall receive power. So, all he gave the church to do what they have to do is he gave them power. He gave them power. He gave them power. He gave them power. So, Paul said to the church in Ephesus, he said, be strengthened with might in your inner man. Ephesians 3. Be strengthened. Be invigorated with might. Strengthened with might. Might in your inner man. Be built up in your inner man. I've told you a couple of times. It's not age. It's how you have built your inner man up. The winds will come. The storms, they will blow. But beloved of God, the condition of your spirit, the strength of your spirit makes the difference. When people are gathering things, spend time to build inner kappa.
Hey.
Spend time to build inner kappa. Capacity. Ephesians 3. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Now listen to Paul. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Hey! His tribulation to him was not a pain, was a glory to the people in Ephesus. His tribulations for them. Ah, yeah. Verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That I'm named after him. Verse 16. That he would grant you Kabatusa. Hey!
Hey.
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be kubaratis, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. He will grant you according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, that you will be what? Strengthened with might in your inner man. You think you've got so much challenge? Come on! Be strengthened with might. Be strengthened with might. That's what you need. So no matter what happens around you, beloved of God, don't give room to be broken. Don't give room. Don't give room. Guard your heart. I'm sure you are here. Guard your heart. Doesn't matter the size of the pressure. Listen, no pressure on this earth can break me down. It's not possible. Abara. When it comes to, you know, that time people want you to feel down. Yes. I want to say things where you feel that you are nobody. You make you feel down.
Hey!
Bodom spirit. Hey, wake up. Bodom spirit. That's what it does. It bodolize your spirit. Time for you, they try to do outward odeshi. Don't mind them. Their spirit has been bodolized. I'm strengthened with might. I'm strengthened with might. I'm strengthened with might. Are you sure you are here? I am strengthened with might. I am strengthened with might. Unbroken spirit. Hey, unbroken spirit. I am an unbroken spirit. There most of you, so many decisions you've made is because the adversary has succeeded in breaking your spirit, breaking your inner man. You guard it. And you know what? The way I guard it, me, I don't care. I don't care what you will try to use anything. Any corner you will use to, no, it's not possible. The way I will shake myself, you know, you and your whatever you want to say, you where you're at. Would have been say, okay, yes. Have we are there. Oh, watch me. I am saying we are there. Okay, no problem. My idiot, sorry. The little by I am saying, crumfo bakra.
You can't call me comfort.
Suvagada. Shabara.
Listen, don't accept certain names. Don't accept some titles. They break your spirit. They break your spirit. See what Sarah did. God came to him, gave him a name. I explained that thing to you a couple of times. And I told you that when God came to Abraham, God didn't do anything, didn't put machine in Abraham's waist to give him power. No. He just changed the guy's name. Huh? He spoke a word. He said, your name shall no longer be Abraham. Your name shall be Abraham. Now, you know, that word, he, all right? That he alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, he. When you see, you think it's H. You know, it's not a normal H. Every Hebrew alphabet has a meaning. Now, the alphabet, he, represents life. So, when God introduced that he alphabet in his name, all that God introduced actually is life. Life. So, what name was Abraham responding to? Father of many nations. Source of life. What name was Sarai, who had not given birth? What name was she responding to? Mother of many nations. Though she had not bore a child. She was mocked, but she was responding to the right name.
Kabratus. Kegodakatus. Zeningete.
Come on, shout this. I have a strong spirit. A man with a strong spirit does not chase money. No. He knows how to identify it. He grows to a place where money responds to him. That's what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to chase money. He wants us to grow to a place where money responds to you. It's called dominion. Dominion. And I will know throughout this fast. As a power will be given to us for everything. Power will be given to us. We take power. We take advantage of power.
That's a amount of manifested power.
Yes. Power. You know, we carry power, but power must manifest. Kedagaba. Either Hebrews 11:11. Sarah herself was barren. She said, Sarah was strengthened. She was enabled. So, you see, God did not carry machines to put into Sarah. God enabled Sarah. So, if God wants you to hit any level, I'm talking about sustainable success. Global kabadusata. Can you rise on your feet and shout, I'm a global icon? Wrong this, I achieve global results.
Sit like a king.
Barantus. Kebalande. Fabano Zogaya. Hey! Come on, Lord, this, I am strengthened. I am enabled. So, that's why I started asking you questions. What do you want to achieve? What's the next level? Next year, 5 years' time, what do you want to accomplish? Beloved of God, strength is coming to you. Strength is coming to you. It doesn't matter the size of the vision, the size of the goal, the size of the assignment. Strength! Barataga! Strength! Strength! By faith! Sarah receives strength. Kadus. By that strength, she was able to conceive. Listen.
The strength of the spirit, your spiritual muscles are not exercised by chance. They are exercised by how you get yourself involved in the gym of the Holy Ghost. Coming to church meeting like this, hearing God's word, is a gym of the Holy Ghost. It's a spiritual gym. Spending time in prayer. A spiritual exercise. Going about ministry matters. Winning souls. Being a giver. Even in giving, you must exercise the spiritual muscle of giving. You must exercise your spiritual muscles. And it is by things like this. Fast 40 days, as we are doing. In prayer. In word. With your mind meditating on the things the Spirit is supplying to you. Making daily declaration. Dreaming. Feasting on God's word. Praying. Allowing the Holy Ghost to reason ideas through you. Turning your heart to the Lord's desire.
and tell me if you be the same person after a fast like that. You always do fasting, you don't see anything. It is in your involvement. There is no fast that doesn't introduce something into your spirit. Things don't just happen. As the miracles are worked, they are worked. Miracle is not a magic. People will see your works, but they don't know the ways. They don't know how it happened.
In Matthew 17, I think verse 21 or something like that, or 28 or so. Matthew 17, I know. Jesus said, this kind goeth not, except by fasting. Say, I fast. No, no, say, I fast. Say, I pray.
I
in Jude 20. Are you sure you are there?
But you, beloved, amplified, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Then he said, continually progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit. So, by praying the Holy Spirit is one of the mediums. You also build up yourself. But you also build up yourself by feasting on the word. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. It's able to build you up. You must be built up. It's not outward muscles. It's inward muscles that make the difference. You don't save your generation by eating bangkun. The corn you eat, corn kekina, does not make you a world changer. Paul said, bodily exercise profit a little. A little. So you must exercise yourself in the spirit more. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. He said, you continually progress. You rise as an edifice. Some people, they fast, they don't pray. No, that's... sorry. They say, Bompai, it's 6 hours. No, that's 8 hours. So you are shockable. No, I check your time. Oh, 1 o'clock. Shockable. You can go check it out. If you're sorry, I will check it out. Oh, time at 10:30. Shockable. I browse this out. Where do I know Facebook? I say, Koloko Koroto. No, if you are. When you because I don't know where you how you doing? I'm fine. Everybody will know that the man is fasting. Why is that with one eye? He said, oh, the Lord is talking to me. The Lord is talking to me. I listen with one eye, I see with the other. One is seeing in the spirit, the other is seeing the flesh. Beloved, it is the state of your mind that determines how far you go in your walk with God. That's when I said our walk with God is a walk of faith. I said it's not a walk without a challenge. However, it's a walk with many possibilities. It's a walk of possibilities. Do you hear what I'm saying? So, you must have a goal. What do you want to achieve? We want to advance. If you hide and you go and you run away fast and you go and hide, you want to see something happen. And nothing happens without dedication. You must be dedicated. Dedicated in prayer. Dedicate yourself in prayer. Let me read a scripture to you. I saw a scripture by David. I said, hey, this guy. It's simple. I don't know how you... Cavatus. Psalm 138. Okay, verse 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Verse 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So when you pray and fast, you have this attitude. You praise the Lord. And know that God has magnified his word. You hold on to God's word. Now listen, you realize that when we speak, we really concern Sarah. Hebrews 11, he said, for the Lord would strengthen her to conceive. And said, for she, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. It means Sarah was holding on to a word. God's promise is his speaking. You understand? And Sarah held on to that word. She judged him faithful who has promised. So what has God said? That's why I told you that faith is not, I said faith, that's people you think that you pray, and then you're not acting on God's word. You don't fast without acting on. As you are fasting, you are acting on the word. You are feasting on the word. You are acting. As you are fasting concerning finances, all right, your finances, then you are acting on the principles of finance. You don't be fasting, and then as you fast this time, as you are fasting, you are acting. You're acting on the word of God. She judged that he that promised is faithful. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I show you here. Back to 138, Psalm 138. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So it's not just praying. Taking God's word as a receipt, as the evidence. And some of you like, you won't eat rice. I told you. And then you set the fire and then you put the cooking bowl on the fire, there's a rice come. No, nothing will happen. You want to eat rice? Set a fire, put the cooking bowl, no? Put in the rice, you put in some water, hot water, you boil the water, you put it, the rice in. Then you're heading towards having rice. All right, so the point is that you can also say that because you want to eat rice, you don't set fire. You put water in the bowl, and then you add the rice to it. You say, rice cook. Go and watch Miracles from Heaven movie. Don't be there. No, you need all the elements. Do you see what I'm saying? All the elements must be in place. It's the same way. You want to produce a miracle, you engage all the elements. So we are praying and fasting. We are feasting on the word of God. Feasting on the word of God. Some people, they will fast. They will read the word. They will read the Bible. Then, this is how you fast. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning was the word. Kaya, bra. Let me go to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 1. You see? Or Kaya, bra. You see, I know Jesus is by the name of Revelation. No. Bible say no prayer. If you will pray, Shabala. Thank you, Jesus. Your word is working. Come womb to embrace of vampire. No. Look at verse 3. He says, in that day, hey, when I cried, thou answered me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. When I cried out in prayer. You speak of crying out, this means in prayer. He was talking of loud prayer, intensive prayer, agonizo, zafiatis. Said the Lord answered him and strengthened him with strength in his soul. So in prayer, you are strengthened with strength in your soul. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Hallelujah. And so this fast, you're going to walk in strength. Strength to conceive. Strength to sustain. Strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, we're going to thank him. We're going to thank him. Begin to thank him. Kebaba shakatusa. Eye negeto sava. Maligo zaba. Raba shakatusuta. Come and lift your voice. The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. By the strength of God you do more. Raba katusataka. Come on. Lift your voice. Hey! Ha-la-la-la-la-ba. Wondrous signs, greater manifestations,
fresh strength is supplied. We pray for our sisters, brethren, throughout this fast, there is divine supply. We are being energized. We are being energized. We are being energized. In our inner man, we are receiving strength. We are being empowered. We are being enabled. We are being enabled. The Lord is bearing us up. The Lord is bearing us up. Kaparada sonek. Rabababababalebashanagadaba. Kavalalalaba tosadaba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory! 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 Ha 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 ha! Ah! Ha 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 ha! La ba da ha! What do you see? Ha ha ha! What do you see? Ha ha ha! Ah ha ha! Ha! Hey! Kaba kadaba! Kaba baradaba! This fast. What you become 5 years from now depends on it. I'm telling you, the Lord doesn't just instruct us. Yeah. No sickness will stop you. As the adversary is plotting some sickness to stop anything is plotting, you're going to wage war with prophecy. No, there are some prophetic words the Lord has released. You're going to wage war through prayer. Through prayer. You're going to wage war. There has been some expectations this year. You're going to wage war. Hey, kataba gava babase korota satakapa. You know, there are some of you, 2 days into the fast, you receive solutions. You see, but you know, because this fast is a spiritual deposit, investment that goes beyond our challenges. All right, goes beyond the things confronting you, so you will not stop even when you have answers. Every noise is going to be silenced. Your spirit will be at rest to glean. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, most of the times when you rest, your muscles are rejuvenated. Spiritual muscles are going to be rejuvenated. Thank you, Jesus.